This is St. Louis Public Radio. Many of us who grew up watching cartoons know this sound. Yes, that's Taz, the voracious Tasmanian devil from Looney Tunes. But while Taz thrives in the animated world, the species is highly endangered. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, the St. Louis Zoo has a new Tasmanian devil exhibit. Scientists are watching them adjust to life in captivity.
This is the screech that gives the Tasmanian devils their name.
Can you imagine being in this dense forest in 1880 and hearing that noise? You're a European settler. You would think it was the devil.
That's Alice Seyfried, the curator of the Emerson Children's Zoo at the St. Louis Zoo. We're standing in the rain outside the zoo's newest exhibit. Inside are two female Tasmanian devils named Yindi and Janali. For creatures that make such atrocious noises, they're quite adorable. The sisters are about the size of a small dog, with black fur and white stripes.
When they're up and about, they're always moving, and they're always kind of looking for trouble.
But when I look at the exhibit, only one of the Tasmanian devils is running around. The other is just chilling out in the back. Zookeeper Shannon Santangelo works the closest with them.
Yindi is definitely more outgoing and curious. She likes to check out everything. Janali is a little more shy. She takes her time to get used to things.
The last time the zoo had Tasmanian devils was about 30 years ago. The difference now is that the species is in trouble. The wild Tasmanian devil is found only in Tasmania, an island that's part of Australia. In the mid-1990s, their numbers began to drop drastically, in some areas by about 90%. And the cause was rather unusual, a contagious cancer called facial tumor disease.
It causes the animals to get enormous tumors in the area of their face and their mouth. And sadly, the animals don't actually die from the cancer. They end up dying from starvation because the tumors become so large that they're no longer able to eat.
Cells from these tumors can spread through saliva and sex. And since Tasmanian devils bite each other while feeding or even socializing, it wasn't long until the strange cancer became rampant. So the Australian government created the Save the Tasmanian Devil program. The initiative first focused on building a healthy quarantine population. When it reached about 500 animals, some of them were sent to zoos to raise public awareness. The St. Louis Zoo is one of six zoos in the U.S. to receive a pair.
They're in danger!
Researchers at the zoo are monitoring the devil's transition closely. Endocrinologist Corinne Kozlowski examines their droppings to measure a stress hormone called cortisol.
Just like people, when animals come to a new place or a new home, we can initially see an increase in stress levels. By understanding sort of how those levels decrease over time, it gives us an idea of how the animals are, you know, adjusting and being more comfortable in their surroundings.
Scientists are also looking at how they're behaving. Twice a day, a staff member watches them from a small observing booth that's connected to the back of the exhibit.
It's kind of easier to observe in here because you're not by the public. That way, you're not really distracted with questions, which is kind of nice because you're paying more attention to the animals.
That's zookeeper Brittany Ash. On a spreadsheet, she notes how much they move, what toys they play with, and something that researcher Eli Basker calls genital dragging.
You ever seen a dog scoot? It's kind of similar. They kind of just put their butts down and scoot right across the ground.
Ash says these observations could lead to more research, like if one animal was pacing in the same spot.
Hopefully with a study, we can find out, you know, like, if they're in that area for a certain amount of time, does it mean that there's something interesting in there and why that behavior is occurring?
Yindi and Janali will live the rest of their lives as ambassadors for their wild counterparts in Tasmania. As visitors get to know them, the zoo is building a community that cares about them. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.